Chattanooga Theater Center is looking forward in more ways than one while affected by and adjusting to life under COVID-19. Mitch Collins is board president of CTC.
Mitch, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I am excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Ray.
You had some news recently about your new executive director.
After a long, probably 4 months nationwide search, we found him right here at home in Chattanooga, Rodney Van Valkenburg. Rodney started his career at the Theater Center after he finished up his master's degree. He spent 18 years at the Theater Center, spent another probably 20 years at Arts Build. He had a chance to do some leading over at Arts Build, really enjoyed that executive position as he acted as the interim while they were looking for James McKissick. Once that position had opened up at the Theater Center, it was kind of a natural move for him to want to take on that role.
And we've spoken to him more than once here on Scenic Roots, and we look forward to speaking to him again in his new old role or his old new role down the road. And speaking of down the road, let's talk about where productions stand now with Theater Center. There was an effort to try to do some productions this month, but then, as is often the case for so many things in this time, there was a change of plan and then another change of plan.
Yes. When we originally, this all started back in March, and we started looking at timelines and all the different things, all the different curves, we anticipated that we might possibly be able to reopen with some very limited capacity in June. And that was the goal. We already had the sets produced for The Hollow and Barefoot in the Park. And so we thought, hey, we can probably still squeeze these in. Unfortunately, that is just not possible with the social distancing and the things that we would need to do, not so much for the people who would come to see the show, but really for our volunteer actors. We just couldn't find a way to really put the shows on and protect them. And so just for safety concerns, we decided to go a little different route. We're pushing those off into the fall. We're still going to try to do those shows. Jury is still out on some of that as we're still making those decisions at this point. But we are going to try to do some partnerships with some different performers and arts organizations in town to utilize the facility, because we can safely put on a show, but we just don't want to put the expense into producing a show. So we're thinking, how can we utilize our facility by partnering up with some other people in town? Once again, we're still in the planning stages of that. We'll see what happens.
You may still be in the planning stages for that, but you have had many, many conversations about whenever you come back on stage in whatever form, what is that going to look like?
It will look very different for the foreseeable future. So what we're going to be looking at is when we do have people in the building, that we're very different. I mean, we're talking masks, hand sanitizing stations, social distancing, the way we pick up tickets or sell tickets, or the way we bring people in and out of the building will be completely different. We'll be utilizing different sets of doors so we can have some one-way traffic. Shows that typically will not have an intermission, so we don't have to have people getting up and down to go to the bathroom. Specific ways of entering the theaters so that when we do get in there and we have those social distance as well, because we'll be at probably a 35 to 40% capacity on those. So we'll have some very specific arrangements for the seats. So yeah, it's going to look very different. Talk about the people on stage. If we're doing a staged reading, everybody will be social distanced. If we're doing, say, a musician, then that's totally different. We have to have 15 feet between musicians. So we're looking into all those criteria now, because it will be. It's going to be very different, but we're looking forward to providing some live entertainment and some live theatrical experiences for people. And we're hoping that people will come see what we're doing.
With shutting down as you had to do, that meant a lot of people lost gigs, lost income.
We were fortunate. We were able to secure a Paycheck Protection Program loan. And so that helped us. We did furlough for just a couple of weeks while we were in the kind of the moving things around. We were able to bring everybody back based on that and are still in the process of utilizing some of those funds. Rodney's come on board, not officially. He had some ideas that he's expressed. The staff had some ideas. And so we're trying to basically do this in such a way where we don't have to furlough again. Because we don't want to. We want to keep our staff there. They're creative. They're always thinking of new ideas and things that we can do. And if they're not there, then we don't have those things happening. Our goal is to keep them employed, then also, hopefully, then provide that outlet for artists in our community who need an outlet, who need a place to perform and make their own money. Because think about all the individual artists who are out there who don't have an income right now. If we can partner up with those people, everybody wins.
Looking ahead to the fall, once you get past the Hollow and Barefoot in the Park in whatever form, what are you planning to put on stage in these very different conditions?
Our goal is to still provide the season that we announced. The timing may be a little different, but the Sound of Music, if singers are truly super spreaders, it's going to be very difficult for us to do the Sound of Music safely. So at least at this point. Now, once there's a vaccine in place and once we have some other things that we can do, we can get creative with that show and still do the show. We still want to do those shows like The Sound of Music and like Little Women the Musical, but we may have to either delay those, change the order. There's some things that we're going to have to maneuver to make that happen. Once Rodney gets in place, he officially takes over on August 1st. I'm sure that we're going to have some more information by then on exactly what that looks like. At least I hope we do.
And in the meantime, if people want to keep up to date online, where can they go?
They can go to theatercenter.com, and that's theater with an R-E on the end and center with an R-E on the end instead of E-R. And also, they can check out our Facebook page. We're updating that daily, so lots going on.
All right, Mitch, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.